coming your way live from a top secret location in Redondo Beach. You're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel, known as Aspel on the Esplanade, sitting here with South Bay Jay Cruz. How you doing, Jay?
I'm good.
Yeah, you got something in your eye, you said, right? Yeah. I walked in late, I'm running late, and you said your eye hurts.
Yeah, I got a little, I don't know how it happened. I either scratched a little too hard or got an eyelash in there or, I don't know, something else.
Chili pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't wash after I got some salsa under my fingernail. I don't know. But something, last couple of days, it's just been brutal. Like every time I blink my eye, it's just like, Joe Frazier's just like dotting me in the eye, and I finally got some antibiotic stuff today.
Oh, good.
It's helping. It's in the healing process. Not as bad as it was, but.
Wear a patch. You can be a pirate.
You know, if I had one, it would be on already.
Talk like a pirate. I know. It's hard. I get some stuff in my eye the other day.
Yeah.
Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm dying. But it's hard to operate with one eye.
Yeah, that's the one thing that without your sight, I would not be able to function.
I couldn't even find a gun to shoot myself if
right.
I was blind.
Couldn't even load it.
Couldn't
get one in the chamber.
Just get loaded. Anyway, I got up here. I was sitting in my house going, it's raining. It's, you know, call the ark. Where's Noah?
I know.
It is. I got a little leak in the roof.
Ah.
Pam's got towels. In a dining room,
yeah,
coming in through a window, not the window itself, but the window frame,
okay,
directly below this part of the roof, and it looks like it's a waterfall, which means behind the real plaster. It's an old house; it's not drywall; it's real plaster. All that little creepy stuff's already growing, the mold or whatever. So I'm going, this is not like you can just take it off and wipe it down. I got problems.
Yeah, you're gonna probably deal with that when it dries. And
not today.
No.
Whenever. My house is in 1953. Same born on date as me.
Well, that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool, but we're both going old quickly. It's falling apart faster than I am,
right.
And I'm falling apart. But anyway, it's just we could always level it. We could level it and make 9 units.
Nine like granny flats or something? Or?
Nine. I could build 3, 2 in a lot, and 3 granny flats.
Well, if you do, let me know. I'd have to buy or rent.
I'd have to leave Redondo. The neighbors, it's all single. Well, it's single family, but they have a lot of granny flats and ADUs and bootlegs. But you can tell where I live, there's plenty of parking.
Yeah.
Here, top secret location. There's no parking half the time.
None at all. And then we got these two new houses at the end.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking like 2.1.
Right.
They're going to have like 10 people living in there to pay that rent. I mean.
Probably will.
I'm just expecting about 20 cars.
You only have parking on one side of your street here.
I know.
On both sides. Which is funny. I don't know why I thought about this. The other day I come home and on Wednesdays, the street sweeping on my side of the street on Alberta.
Yeah, we get that here too, Wednesdays.
Yeah, well, Pam goes, you move your truck? I came back to the gym. It was like 9:15. And I go, yeah, well. And then I had another little deli belly or something going on. I go to the restroom now.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she comes in. You didn't move your truck. And she's yelling at me like she's really pissed off. Well, the cop's out there. The meter maid guy.
Yeah.
So she runs out there to move the truck, and the guy's just about putting the ticket on the windshield, she said, and then she got a nice conversation, and he said, well, have a nice day. And he took the ticket, and he burned it.
Nice guy.
And it was no fancy talk, she said, no about past political opportunities or options or anything. So
didn't play the ace in the hole.
Yeah, so that wouldn't have worked. The guy's too new. He didn't know me. So anyway, it went away, but now she's still mad. You got to move your truck. It's on Wednesday.
Well, like what's that? Like a $35 ticket ish, maybe more.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that's good.
And yeah, it's a it's probably, I don't know. I have zero idea.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's but I don't know why I thought about that. But parking's where I live. If people are eventually going to tear down these old houses, and they're going to build multi-units,
yeah,
if you can now in California,
And
because it solved the housing crisis, they call it, and probably because of the prices. But,
it's the pricing cut crisis, not the housing.
It's the pricing cut, yeah. So, but I told Pam we could build that, but we'd have to move because people would hate. My God, so have a nice little quiet neighborhood. All of a sudden, have no parking.
Right,
9 units.
Hammering and.
But I could take my $10 million and move to Bullhead. I don't care whatever it would be. So
it buys a lot of peace of mind, buys a lot of dirt,
a lot of desert. Anyway, we're not moving. She wouldn't move to Bullhead if she had a free mansion on the river. Anyway, so remember last week I had to leave here quickly because I had an MRI.
How'd that work out?
Worked out okay. I fell asleep during the MRI, and nobody falls asleep during the MRI because they're so loud. And have you ever had one?
Yeah, once or twice.
It's like being in your own coffin.
Yeah.
And your first thing that come to mind is when they slip you back in that tube, and all that noise starts. Is, if there's an earthquake, how do I get out?
Yeah.
There's no way. You're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find my body like it'd be in Pompeii or something. So
I'm already in tomb like a King Tut or something.
Yeah, I know. So I'm in there, but I fell asleep.
Oh, that's kind of good.
And the guy comes and wakes me up. He says, you rolled over when you were sleeping. So I had to start all over again.
Oh, no.
Because you got your shoulders, my
right
rotator cuff.
Uh-huh.
So they have it all propped up differently. And it's not like a neck or a back. So I go, I got to do this again. You moved. And so no one sleeps in these things. Everybody's so freaked out. I said, I don't know. It's fine. I've done enough of them. So anyway, the good news is I went and saw the doctor on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you have nothing.
Oh, good.
He pulled one of your non-muscles, you know, one of your muscles you never use.
Yeah.
That's my arm. It's pretty weak anyway from a surgery I had 30 years ago. It went kind of funky. So anyway, he said, you're fine. Just keep doing what you're doing. But no surgery, because he told me, surgery, you're out of whack for 6 months.
But an arm in a sling and the whole deal.
Arm in a sling for 2 months.
Wow.
And, you know, that means... I'm right-handed. I learned to use my left hand for most of the things I eat and everything like that.
Yeah.
But you have one major function you use with one hand you're really good at.
Yeah.
That's called cleaning yourself up after you take a dump. Well, I don't want to. Oh, my God, a lefty? Boy, I've got poop spread up my back. I don't know. It'd be just
horrible.
You
have to get a European commode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've used those. They're not much fun. You just go in the shower. It's a bidet. The first time, have you ever seen a bidet in person?
I have.
Yeah, so when you go there and you see a bidet, didn't you want to pee in it?
Pretty much.
It looked like a urinal. The first time I saw a bidet, I was 20 years old. I was in somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
The first time I ever left town, and I went, what the hell is that? And I did pee in it.
Yeah.
It was 20.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, who knows?
And now, you've been to China, and I'm sure you've seen the holes in the floor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like you kind of squat down like you're Steve Yeager in the 74 Dodgers, and you're like, all right, let's go, batter up. Hey, I'm done, you know.
He just brought back a horrible memory. I was in we had a 12-hour bus ride.
Yeah.
But they had cots in the bus. And I was going from Beijing to Xi'an or somewhere, where the Terracotta Warriors are, and Xi'an is also where, tell me, Grasshopper.
Kung Fu, the TV show.
Yeah,
David
it's the Shaolin Temple right there. So we're going there. I've got like 8-9 people, and we're having fun, and we're drinking Mao Tai. Henry Kissinger said Mao Tai almost destroyed the earth.
Oh,
when he was trying to negotiate peace settlements with the Vietnamese and things, everybody drank Mao Tai. It's a Chinese national drink. And when you say you drink Mao Tai, you have to say Ganbei, and Ganbei is cheers.
Okay.
In Chinese, so you have to go Mao Tai Ganbei and say something nice about people, and then smoke a cigarette because they all smoke.
Hey, oh yeah, they do.
And I did anyway. I did a lot of Mao Tai Ganbei. So I'll make a long story. We have an hour. We had to use the restroom. It was really a bus station, really clean, beautiful. Mm-hmm. In China, everybody thinks it's a little shithole. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all of it, but anyway, it was.
Well, then.
So I'm there. I'm a little bit overserved.
Yeah.
And I have to stand over this hole in the ground, which is basically, it's the hole. You've seen them.
It's a shithole.
It's a shithole.
By the definition, according to the dictionary, that's pretty much what it is.
It is a shithole. You go to the nicest hotels, nicest restaurants.
And they have them there.
The hotel restrooms in their rooms are always beautiful.
Right.
At least where I stayed. But it was, anyway, so I lost my balance and I fell back and my hand in the shithole.
Oh.
I went, didn't just skim it. My hand.
Into the drink. End of the hole.
My poop, everybody else's, and I got out one. And I called the attendant, which had an attendant.
Uh-huh.
And they had brought they had all the super stuff, clean, cleansing stuff. And
I would have asked for a sword to amputate.
Well, I wanted to amputate my Jesus. And it was, I'm going,
Yeah.
And it was 3 a.m. And, you know, and I'm overserved and I'm tired. And I've been singing all night anyway. It was a harrowing experience, but they cleaned me up. The attendant was perfect. I guess I'm not the first American, especially, that fell in the poop hole, shithole.
Right, right.
But when you, I'm sharing that story. When I came home, and they told me I went to a doctor when I got home,
just to check it out.
Took some tests,
something.
And my wife thought I maybe was out doing something wrong because they said, "Oh, there's one." The doctor here said, "There's one more thing I want you to make sure for 1 month."
Mm-hmm.
No fun.
Oh, yeah, that's a red flag.
No fun. So yeah. You can't come home and get horny but it's not like you have AIDS or something. You got whatever. But that's China.
Yeah.
That's my poop story for the day. So, anyway.
Well, I'm glad Steve Yeager didn't trigger you because, you know, he was a good player. I thought he was kind of a cool Dodger.
He was a cool Dodger. He used to hang out in Hermosa Beach all the time.
Nice.
When they were actually playing he was on the Dodgers. So.
Yeah, I remember. Like the whole baseball card collection, and I'm like, I don't have Yeager. He's their catcher, and Ferguson's in right field now. I was like, kind of lost.
Ferguson had that long throw against your team.
Joe Ferguson, yeah. Great arm.
Yeah, I think he threw a guy out of home plate. Wasn't against the A's.
They played in that World Series.
Yeah.
They got Oakland back in 80 with Kirk Gibson. I mean, because that A's team shouldn't have beat that Dodger team. That was a loaded Dodger team, and that A's team.
I know.
Don't know how they did it.
The Dodgers re-sign Kershaw for 4 games and he'll be hurt and make $50 million.
Start someone else, game one of the playoffs.
I know.
Dave Roberts, hope you're listening.
Yeah, he will. But it's going to, who cares? Guy, you know what? If I was Kershaw, I'd do the same thing. I don't know what he signed for, but I'm sure it's not cheap.
No.
And he makes, you know, probably $1 million per game.
Just about.
And he doesn't play that many games. He always gets hurt.
Back always goes out.
Back, arm, rotator cuff.
Yeah.
You know, so I go back to the rotator cuff story. I go to the doctor. And he says, well, you just have, you know, you have that funky arm anyway, and the muscle, you probably pulled it, so, but just continue on what you're doing. But there's no operation.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, that's good, because I said, unless my arm was falling off, I was not going to consent to a surgery.
Right.
So if I already had enough, I'm tired, I can do, I just don't need it. And, the guy was like on a clock.
Hmm.
And the doctor's only, it couldn't be like 35 years old.
Yeah.
And he works in the same firm that the guy that did my back surgery.
Right.
And knee surgeries. So anyway, but he wasn't quite as cool as those guys. So I walked out going, if I had to have surgery, he wouldn't be doing it anyway.
He wouldn't be the guy.
Because he just didn't have that thing, the bedside manner.
Yeah.
And so
you got to trust your doctor if you're going to, you know.
Yeah, he's a good guy. You know, he's a good guy. He got through medical school because he was handsome. You know, I'd rather have some really ugly doctor, because that means he had a...
He's going to work hard.
He had to work hard. Yeah. It's like guys, you know. I had to work hard for everything I ever did.
I had to outkick the cover.
I had to really outkick the cover. So, that's funny, outkick the cover. Yeah, well, I outkicked it. I got Pam, so I didn't have to work hard anymore. But the doctor goes, well, you have a little tear, but it's nothing to speak of. That's what everybody gets those, because you are 70, almost 71. I go, and he goes, you've been pretty active. I said, well, I have. I'm clumsy. So mm-hmm. I'm not active. I'm clumsy. But anyway, so he gave me I go to the physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wrote up a new one for me. So, of course, the insurance would continue paying.
Good.
And I don't look at it. They gave it to me right away. When the doctor comes in, he's got his assistant on their little laptop.
Right.
And taking notes, copious notes, boom, boom, boom. No eye contact, no conversation with that person. But I said, he goes, I'm going to give you a prescription for your physical therapy. So she hands it to me in nanoseconds. Like she walks up, gets it printed.
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't even look at it. So I take it to the therapist yesterday, and she looks at it. She goes, I thought you said your shoulder's fine.
Right.
I go, he says, there's nothing torn. And it says on the prescription, traumatic, total, like, I don't have it in front of me, devastation of the rotator cuff. Traumatic.
That sounds pretty serious.
It was horrible. I mean, all these big words, too. I mean, traumatic, total, devastating.
Hanging by a thread.
And must do these exercises and all that. And I'm going, he told me, and now the person at the physical therapy office, desk, whatever you call them, they go, no, this is, I mean, you have to have surgery. This is nasty. And she said, I told you you had bad rotator cuff. So she calls the doctor. He goes, well, and this is for everybody listening who's in law enforcement, he wanted to make it good so the insurance would pay.
Hmm.
So I said, you're actually having me be the bag man on this insurance fraud. It's not traumatic. And they rewrote it.
Not good.
I said, I don't want anything to do with this, whatever. So, but that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I have today was back to the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So that's about it. So I want to be able to go to the Super Bowl and throw a pass, like Brock Purdy or something.
Yeah, roll out and hit the open guy.
Yeah, I would. So what else? We got, that's enough of my health issues. Let's see. We had pooping. We have rotator cuff.
Leaks in the window.
Leaks in my body. So,
my eye infection.
What's your eye infection? How do you play base when you have bad eyes?
Luckily, it started after practice Friday night, okay. And it's only been going since like Sunday. You know, I think I just rubbed it or scratched it, and there was something in there that probably scratched the eyeball a little bit. Every time I look, there's like this little spot, and then I go, is that just the light reflecting? You know.
Did you go to an ophthalmologist?
I didn't.
You got a spot?
I think it was the light reflecting, because I had another one in this eye, and I'm like, I was kind of tracking the light, and I go, well, it's probably the light up here.
It's spots. It means you're getting old. You get little floaters coming by. You get little black spots coming by?
No. Haven't had that.
I got them a few months, about 6 months ago, and I went to this ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
And it was 3 hours test.
Wow.
And so I looked it up. You have little floating black spots. This could be you getting old.
Yeah.
And it happens. But if you get white spots on the side, that could be bad for your eyes.
Yes. Yeah.
When you get white spots, little lightning bolts going around. Uh-huh. I have one that shows up now. You know, I can only tell when it's at night. I'm driving or something.
Yeah.
But, they tell me, she goes, you're fine. But you get little black spots. It's going to happen. You know, every time that you have a question with the doctor, you say, well, you're getting old.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, okay, I know that, but
I didn't know it'd be this bad, you know?
So. How could we fix this, though? I'm not used to this.
But the little black spots. If you see little floaters, look like the monkeys from Wizard of Oz floating around your eyeball. Anyway, but you got to get it checked out.
Yeah.
There's nothing they can do as far as I know. They let you know you're going blind. So you have forewarning. Doctors, I can't even remember their name. I don't think I have one doctor. Every doctor I have is like 14 years old.
You're right.
They seem like they're young. I don't know. But you know what? If you have a doctor, you want to have one that has all the new techniques.
Well,
I don't want a 70-year-old doctor. 70-year-old doctor that knows all he's done 150 surgeries a week.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't keep up with all, I'm assuming they don't know all the good stuff. I want the young guys. Or you get ladies.
Yeah.
No, I got.
Actually, for an eye surgery, there are a lot of female eye surgeons, and I heard that when I was very young that generally they have smaller hands, and it's a delicate area to operate on, so I would be completely comfortable with that.
My ophthalmologist is a female.
Cool.
And I can't pronounce her last name, so she's from where I fell in the toilet.
Yeah.
But her hands can't be the bigger. It's like a Barbie doll.
Right.
So it's perfect.
Yeah,
they're
no.
Very, they're very sweet. They,
you know.
And she's smart.
Yes.
She's good. So I'm not trying to, if I could pronounce her name, I'd give her a little thing right now. I have to look it up. So let's get off the doctors. So we got a Super Bowl coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's going to be a fun game.
Who are you taking?
I'm on the Niners.
Yeah, me too. Only because of Brock. I cannot cheer for 49ers.
I know you can't.
It hurts me more than you can ever believe. But I'm going to. My wife's still Kansas City.
That's cool.
But I can't do it because, and I'm not one of those Taylor haters.
Yeah, yeah.
You sell stuff going around. I can apologize if you're making fun of Taylor. She's just being a nice person. She gives all this money away and all this. I'm sure she's fine.
She, you know, she's coming all the way back from Japan to be at that game.
Yeah.
And she's like working. She's on tour.
It's a 13-hour flight.
Yeah.
And her favorite number is 13.
Uh-huh.
I heard this on SportsCenter today.
Brock Purdy wears 13. And
Brock Purdy wears 13.
Yeah.
4 and a 9. 13.
Yeah.
All these things, these coincidences, and they're all picking Kansas City because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have no problem with Taylor Swift.
I don't either.
You got to love her. She's talented.
Mm-hmm.
Donates more money than anybody in the face of the earth.
And she's kind of wholesome. You know, she's not like,
yeah.
you know, the one with that, you know, WAP song. Anyway, we don't need to talk.
Oh, Yoko Ono or something.
Yeah, I mean, but like, you know, I heard a female comedian talking about it and go, Taylor Swift is really smart. You know, she appeals to teenagers, young women, early adulthood, and, you know, she's very wholesome. Her dances are not, like, overly sexual. She's just a kind of a good role model in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I have zero problem with Taylor Swift. I mean, she's amazing. I mean, she's just amazing. I have a problem with the TV cameras just going up to her suite every time Travis Kelce farts. You got to look at, and then all these fake friends of hers. It's just, once she breaks up with Travis Kelce, and she writes her 3 or 4 songs about him.
Yeah.
And his wife, and I mean his sister, and all his mom, they'll never see Taylor Swift again.
No. So. Yeah.
But what was only disturbing part is watching the game the other day, is when Kelce's brother from Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
He took his shirt off.
Yeah.
He looks like a big, fat,
just
willow pad.
I mean, just to let you know, if you want to play in the league, you don't have to be quite an Adonis. You know?
But you got to, you know, use that manscaping stuff. I don't have much hair. If I had that kind of hair, I'd be shaving. It looked like a big, fat Brillo pad.
Yeah.
And then he jumps out of his suite and hangs out with the other fans. You go try that one. Jump out of your suite when you're in the bag. Take your shirt off, and security will be on you in 3 seconds.
Oh, yeah. It's a privileged world for him.
And go put your effing shirt on. Just because your brother's boinking Taylor Swift doesn't mean you get to run around with your shirt off. Go back and look. If you're listening, go. It's on YouTube. It's on somewhere.
Oh, there's a ton of memes and cartoons about it already.
You know,
I've been collecting them. My favorite is him on top of the Empire State Building. And
I really haven't seen. I really avoid him. But you know, shave the chest hair, but you have to look at it. The guy he shaves in certain spots, but
yeah, it's very well groomed. These thick.
These offensive linemen aren't like defensive linemen. They can just be big fat slobs. And when I played football in high school as an offensive lineman, I mean, you're not the buffed guy out there.
No,
but they. That was disturbing. Go let your brother do you. My brother's a Super Bowl. I probably would go somewhere else and not bask in his glory or the shadow. Or
yeah, whatever. I mean, he played in the game last year. I would have just stayed at home, you know. I mean, he went to one game. I don't think he was there in the...
He lost last year, but
his
brothers won two.
They beat the Niners a couple years in between, then they beat the Eagles last year.
So I don't care. And I really don't care. I'm going to be... I'll probably go down on Sunday morning, the first time in years, and help the Rotary Club serve beer.
Uh-huh.
They give beer to all the runners.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and the Rotary Club just does it for the last 10 years, but every year for that 10K, the chamber pays for beer, and every runner gets one beer.
Mm-hmm.
They get one beer, unless, depends on who's passing it out.
Right.
And if it's a female or male, blah, 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 whoever gets extra beer.
Yeah.
But you got to wear gloves because you're putting your hands in ice water at 7 in the morning or 8 in the morning. I'll probably go down there and Pam runs a race with my daughter.
Well, that's cool.
I used to go to every event and go to the VIP tent and do judging, but not anymore. Don't bother. Let somebody else do that. So, but then we got the Super Bowl 5K, 10K, and baby buggy race.
Baby buggy.
Well, Pam won it 1 year with a double baby jogger.
Nice.
You got to push it. And in her age group.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, win's a win.
I don't care.
You know, weight class in the Olympics. Why not the 5K in Redondo?
She may win this one in her age group because she's going to run. And she's in the 70 plus. But as she said, if you're still running at 70, you're running fast.
Yeah.
It's not like you just a bunch of people jumped into the, at 25 years old to jump in and run. So anyway, and we got the Super Bowl, and I'm looking for, you know what? I've never cheered for the 49ers in my life.
Yeah.
But if you don't like Patrick, I mean, Patrick, I got to love Patrick Mahomes.
He's a likable guy, too. Yeah. I mean, I do like him and the Chiefs, actually. There's a lot of, thing I like about the Chiefs is that when anytime there's any smack talk that goes on between them, another team, they back it up and return it tenfold. In fact, you know, the game's at Allegiant Stadium, home of the Raiders, and, you know, saw a meme going around this week, and it's like, you got Chiefs and 49ers, the Raiders fans, two least favorite teams, most likely.
Exactly,
you know?
I know.
Their biggest rival and then your regional rival for all those years. But the Raiders apparently, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, UNLV, also has a locker room at the stadium. And they go, that's where the Chiefs are going to go. And then the Niners get the visitor locker room, and then the Raiders have their own. And they didn't allow that. They didn't want the Chiefs going in there where it's all decked out Raiders, you know, for their own, you know, they got pictures of Hall of Famers and all this stuff. So they gave them the college team locker room, which is a little smaller and all this, but the Chiefs either took it upon themselves or got somebody from the league to paint their name outside the locker room.
Oh, good.
You know,
you mean they couldn't use the Raider locker room?
The Raiders were like, just being gamesmanship, they're like, yeah, we're not going to let you use our locker room because there's a lot of, you know, special things in the locker room. They just,
that's BS. They took over Allegiant Stadium, like take over SoFi Center.
Yeah.
If the Rams wouldn't have been in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, some other team would have been in their locker room.
Maybe, you know, they could have maybe given the Chargers locker room instead, you know, or something, you know, but there was a, anyway, and this,
that's funny.
And then there was some stuff, you know, like the Bills fans are throwing snowballs at him. The Chiefs players are firing back, big old snowball fight, and they're just doing fine. And probably my favorite, a couple years ago, is when John Gruden was the coach, you know, before that big scandal. And they played a game, it was during the, I almost said the strike year, but it was the COVID year when nobody was in the stands. And they actually upset the Chiefs in Kansas City early in the season. And apparently the bus driver, who's a Chief employee, you know, he brings visiting teams and, you know, works essentially for the Chiefs. He, you know, was saying something. He's like, he goes, if you guys win, I'll do circles around this, you know, I'll drive circles in the parking lot or something. And they end up losing. And John Gruden's like, hey, it's time for, let's do that circles. Let's do ring around the rosy here. So the Raiders were kind of feeling good. They got a big victory and they made this guy do circles in the Chiefs parking lot. Nobody was there. So it's kind of a funny thing. And then the next season, Kansas City was blowing out the Raiders. Game was almost over and they went down and they're on the goal line and they all ran around in a circle, then lined up and kicked the extra point or something. I gotta say, I admire that because they give it back.
They do give it back. Well, I was watching, there's a show on Netflix called Quarterback.
Oh yeah.
And I just watched it today for the first time. I hate rain. I am in my garage a lot working on my butterfly habitats. For the record, I hate rain. I want the drought back. I want the drought. I live here for a reason. Let it rain up in Northern California or in the mountains.
Their water.
Well, it's going to snow up there. The snow stays. It comes down to us. We don't. The rain that falls here in front of my house is already halfway to Taiwan. It goes out in the ocean.
Yeah, it's wasted.
So I'm sitting here watching. I started watching Quarterback. And it showed this one series with a Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, playing the Raiders.
Yeah.
And every play that Max Crosby would push Patrick Mahomes, and he's a badass back. Max Crosby's a badass defensive end.
Yeah.
And he's a defensive end. He could be the second ugliest human being in the world. I don't know the first. Ayatollah.
But he's number two.
He's number two, tattoos everywhere. And anyway, he keeps pushing Patrick Mahomes every play. I'm going, this is stupid. You're going to get a penalty, which he eventually
messing
did.
Messing with fire, too.
And then Mahomes, and he's getting back. Mahomes went up to him, bumped the helmets.
Right.
Face to face. And you know, this guy's pretty big, but Mahomes is big, too. So anyway, not quite like Max Crosby. But at the end of the game, they're hugging. Yeah. It's okay. We're just playing around. But the Raiders are just the Raiders. Sorry.
They are.
God dang. They just, it's a home game for them. And I hope none of their players go. I should be insulted. Just go away.
Well, yeah, but I hear that they're going to have 3X Hall of Famers are going to light the torch, which they, I guess they do at all games. I don't know why they're doing that. It's not their game. It is their stadium, but...
Really? The Raiders?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say relevant.
Yeah, you know.
Until they win a few games, they're not relevant, you know.
They need to make the playoffs and win a game. It's been a long time. They didn't make the playoffs, then they lost to the Bengals, who you know, eventually went to the Super Bowl, and they were close, but you know, at the end of the game when it's you got to get a touchdown and the other team knows you're going to throw in the end zone, you know, you're kind of up against the situation.
You know, so one of these days I'll still go to Vegas to a game. I understand the cheapest ticket for the Super Bowl is like $5,500.
Oh, it's up to 11,000 now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't. You know, you gave me a free ticket, I wouldn't go.
I would sell that thing.
I would sell it, or I'd go sit there. One of my good buddies, Mike Ball, he's a really avid gambler.
Yeah.
Put it lightly.
Yeah.
He's there for 6 days, courtesy of Caesar's Palace.
Nice.
Got the suite, got meals, everything, blah, blah, blah. He's another buddy. And we talked about it, but I can't go for 6 days. Plus, I'm not in his league to gamble. I don't gamble that much.
That's a lot of gambling before the big game.
He likes, but he doesn't go to the game. Because no, I don't want to go to the game. Even they offer to me, but they get to sit in their suite and watch a game and soup in the Caesar's VIP suite.
That's probably better.
And he goes, the food is for a week. He's going to be there. He's there now.
Yeah, that's great.
So I'd have done that.
Oh yeah,
but not to go to the game, especially knowing I could have sold it. I'm not quite in Taylor Swift's category, so $11,000 would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But
22 for the pair.
Exactly. But I couldn't even enjoy it knowing that was the price.
Right.
And I would also I don't think I've ever wanted to really go to a Super Bowl. Just because unless I wish I would have gotten to see the Rams or when the Raiders played way back when.
Sure.
At the Coliseum, not the Coliseum, where'd they play?
Where
did the Raiders?
Tampa, they played.
Tampa, when Marcus Allen did his long run.
You know, Jack Squirek passed away a couple of weeks ago.
No way.
The guy who made the interception right at halftime.
What did he die from?
I'm not sure. Old age. He's only 58, so that couldn't be it. But in football, that's dog years.
Yeah.
They're like 7 years in one.
Right off of Joe Theismann, like the last two plays before the end of the half.
Yeah, less than a minute.
That was great. Yeah, you've got to be a football aficionado to know that play. It was great. Jack Squirek, he was like a second string, third string, whatever, and he made the play of his life.
That was the play of his life. I don't recall him doing anything besides that.
Yeah, but it still worked.
Yeah.
I remember the first game I ever went to. My mom took me, of all things, in 1966. Because the Super Bowl... was a 67 when the
Chiefs Packers.
Well, right before that was the famous Ice Bowl.
Yeah.
The Packers.
And the Cowboys.
That, in 66, there was the Packers played the Rams at the Coliseum. And my mom took me.
Nice.
And the Rams were behind with 1 minute to go, and people are leaving. And my mom was a Rams freak, and she's loud. She's yelling at the people, don't leave, don't leave. Roman's going to save.
Yeah.
And this guy named Tony Guillory blocked a Donnie Anderson punt. And the Rams went on to get a short pass from Roman Gabriel to whoever it was and won.
Cool.
And the game, but it was the only game, first game I ever saw. And then the following week, the Rams went back to Green Bay and got their ass kicked. In the playoffs.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to Minnesota, who always kicked their ass, right? But they lost. And then the Ice Bowl was after that. But that's why I became a Packer fan. The first game I ever saw. And then when the Rams left me, I said, well, I'll go to the second bitch here. That will take me in. But, yeah, I was an obscure linebacker named Tony Guillory. I wonder if he's alive. But how did Jack Squirek die? That's amazing.
I think he had leukemia or some form of cancer. I'll have to double check. It was one of those. Oh, and I just didn't.
They're all dying. Who's that guy? Who's the entertainer that I heard his name?
Oh, Toby Keith.
Yeah, I looked him up. My wife told me about him a day.
Yeah,
and
he's been dealing with pancreatic cancer.
Was it pancreatic or something like that? Pam said, "Oh, he died." I thought he was on the. I thought he was on The Voice. That's the other guy with it.
Blake Shelton.
Yeah, I thought they're all the same.
So, well, country music, kind of,
I know. Anyway, they that's kind of sad. I listened to his songs. They were pretty redneck songs. They were But he did that song, Red I Like Solo. That Bar. I Like That Bar.
Red Solo Cup.
I don't know that one. I know.
It's a pretty fun one.
I Like That Bar. Whatever. That's a good song.
And it supposedly has a song about Willie Nelson called I Smoked Willie's Weed.
I don't know.
It's just, it's a funny song. It's just like how he just got so ripped hanging out with Willie Nelson and smoking Willie's weed.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, I got to look it up and then kind of, you know, give it a spin later on today. A friend of mine turned me on to it. He's a kind of a country music fan, or I'm not so big.
Yeah, my kids are.
Mm-hmm.
Freaks, but anyway, sad. The guy wasn't.
He's
62.
I mean, not old.
Well, you know when cancer's got you, because he looked when he was a big star 20 years ago.
He looked good.
You look at a football player.
Yeah.
Like an all-pro football player.
Right.
You see the last picture?
No.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, lose a little weight. People think, you have cancer? Is your cancer back?
My mom thought I was sick last year. I go, Mom, I just laid back on the beer. I went from every day to, like, twice a week, you know?
That's right, yeah. I don't have cancer. Well, Jack Squirek was born in, holy shit, my birthday.
Wow.
February 16th, 1959.
Okay.
I was 53. Oh, my God. Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
He's even younger, 6 years younger than me, and he's dead. Whatever. February 16th. Oh, well, I'll just give you a little clue. My birthday's in 2 weeks. So.
Yeah.
And we just had my daughter's birthday. She turned 31.
Happy birthday. I think I wished her that.
Yeah, I put a lot of stuff on Facebook, and so did her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing because she got a little pissy. I said, oops, baby.
Yeah.
She is our ups, baby. I mean, I came home. I was at a convention in Portland.
Yeah.
I came home. We flew a private plane up to Phoenix, Portland.
Uh-huh.
I got back, and I went home 15 minutes, and Pam told me that she was pregnant. I went, how the hell did that happen? So, anyways, well, remember, we were getting way out of here. We were at Lake Mojave.
That explains it.
Water skiing.
Yeah.
Just the kids.
Uh-huh.
And had the white van, and we were barbecuing out there just in this little public campground, and the ranger came running by.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, put everything away. There's a monsoon coming in.
Wow.
That's beautiful weather. That's hot, clear sky. He goes, you got 5 minutes.
Wow.
And I'm going, oh, what was a ranger know? And
yeah.
Then, I mean, and 5 minutes later, I had some big beefy hamburgers on the barbecue. They vaporized. Our tent vaporized.
Wow.
Everything was gone.
Yeah.
So I took the family up to Searchlight. There's a little casino there and in a town called Searchlight. You know, it's not like the MGM Grand.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we ate there, went back, and the kids all went to sleep, and I was pouting.
Yeah.
So the only way I get out of my funk was to get lucky.
Sure.
Pam said, this is a bad time. I remember like yesterday, I said, I don't care.
That women's intuition, each and every single instance.
I came home, so my daughter, Brett, if she, I don't know if she listens to this or not, she's probably mortified, but I said, I should have named you Mojave or Searchlight or Cottonwood Cove. I'll be your Cottonwood, but not Brett, because we know exactly. Anyway, then. This is quite funny. She was born 2 weeks before I turned 40. So she's, now I'm 71 and she's 31. So that's how I keep track. See, whenever she's turns at age, I turn right after her. So it's, time goes fast.
I just looked at the clock. I thought we just started and we're at 39 past the hour.
I know. Holy moly. We're filling up time here.
I'm just hoping we get to 5 o'clock today because that's when this rain's supposed to stop. So I'm just
really?
I'm literally like, can I hyperspeed through this day? I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't want that to go like the rest of my life to fly by that fast, but I'd love to fly it up to 5 o'clock so I can just go out and walk around the block for like five minutes.
I'm looking at the weather. Flood watch. These conditions are expected to last until 1 a.m. Redondo Beach, California.
Yeah.
It says rain for 5 p.m., 40%, 529. No, you're toast. You got 9 p.m., 35%. Who knows if they're right or wrong?
Yeah.
I don't care. And is it raining tomorrow?
Supposedly not, but, I mean, it could be a new update. Apparently you got some new information that's different from what I had
my
a couple hours ago.
They're all different. Light rains forecasted, the rest of the day.
Yeah, till 5, then, hey, sunset at 5:29, and then, oh, yeah, they snuck in some more rain.
What's
funny. Now it's going to go till 10.
I was watching TV yesterday, kind of, I mean, killing time. And trust me, we don't watch much TV anymore. I watch SportsCenter.
Right.
Diners, Drives, and Dives, The Pioneer Lady, another cooking show.
Uh-huh.
And some of the morning SportsCenter things.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there half asleep, and all of a sudden, that's a horrible sound, flood warning.
Yeah.
They're letting us all know in case, you know, I didn't buy a house at a cliff or whatever.
In case you haven't noticed the serious rain and wind the last 2 days, there's a problem. Here's a horn for you.
It's so funny. We can't drive. We can't do anything. But now one of my friends, was at council with me, Matt Kilroy.
Mm-hmm.
He put a thing on Facebook. He goes, you know, we just rained. It's supposed to rain 32 trillion gallons of water in Los Angeles County.
Right.
In the next 24 hours. Remember that when you have your rain bucket, your rain barrel at the end of your spout to get 50 gallons of water. Or, you don't let the water warm up in your shower because you're conserving water or something.
So. Yeah, I let that thing get toasty before I jump in.
Our water is just goes out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
That blows my mind because for years I thought someone smarter than me figured out a way to catch rainwater and use it.
They do. I saw in the news. They have all these fields like out in Irwindale and places like that. You know, like the big hole that the Raiders wanted to build a stadium
where they
in.
Broke ground and never finished it.
But they captured, again, millions and millions and millions of barrels of gallons of water, whatever they want to call it, enough for 40,000 households for a year.
Nice.
And it percolates into the ground, and they pump it out later. Now, why don't they get more? Well, we built over everything, so
right.
And it can't be over hard dirt. It's got to be over sand and things. But I guess not all the water goes out in the ocean.
That's good.
But if you go out in the said, grew up in Westchester by Bologna Creek, we'd go down there. And I remember my buddy Dominic, his house, which his family still owns, backed up to Bologna Creek.
Wow.
Or if you're one of the TV news people, it's Bayona Creek. You got to be totally correct nowadays.
Yeah.
It's Bayona Creek. Anyway, when the rain would come, not even like it is now, I remember going to his house in the river, Bayona Creek would crest.
Yeah.
And you'd be sitting out there watching everything from cars to refrigerators. I'm sure there were bodies and there was things floating down to the ocean. And it's out there. Yeah, I don't know if it goes in sinks, but
I think it goes out to Marina del Rey.
It does. It goes right through Marina del Rey. It's not. It's a different channel. It might get regurgitated back into Marina del Rey, but it comes out of a different hole.
Okay.
So, But I remember sitting out there as a teenager, going, "Look at all that shit going by."
Right.
And then these people. I love my dog.
Yeah.
You see the guy got rescued?
No.
His dog went in the L.A. River yesterday. And he jumped in.
To get his dog?
To save his dog.
Did he make it?
Yeah. And his dog got out on its own. And they found the dog. They had to rescue him. The L.A. Fire Department helicopter. And put like 3 firefighters, the fast water rescue team, at risk.
Yeah.
He wanted to save his effing dog.
Well.
I don't know. It's a dog. And I love my dogs. But he jumped in the river. And there goes, so next time you bitch about your taxes, $1 million going down the Bologna Creek.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is that the fire chief, I'll get her on the show yet, the fire chief of L.A. City lives three houses from me.
Okay.
And she's been on TV a lot with her and Karen Bass, the mayor. She's,
oh, yeah.
And talked about the water rescues and the fires and be careful and all the mudslides.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. She's our neighbor.
Nice.
And the L.A. Fire Department. And she's busy right now.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Anyway, we should be talking, you know, we're in California, and twice a year we have to talk about wildfires.
Yeah.
Then we have to talk about floods.
Right.
At least it doesn't snow here.
Not in our part of the town.
It should. Well, if it snowed, it'd be different.
Mm-hmm.
See, the snow's up in Northern California, the water comes down later.
Yeah, the ice pack.
Yeah, but I remember you talking about their water. When the Raiders first moved to L.A., I used to go up there, that old 20-30 club I belonged to, and I'd say, I'm from L.A., where we steal two things that are very important to you. your football team and your water, and water. Just piss them off. Even though most of them are 49er fans.
Right.
It's all good. So what else is going on?
Oh, yeah, just, I mean, kind of trying not to pay attention to all the Super Bowl hype because it's a big game. It's the end of the season.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll get enough in the next few days or Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, I'm not going to turn on the TV till like 1 o'clock. And even then, I'm going to think we're hanging out at my singer's place. I mean, he's a hardcore Niner fan. Of course, he still gives me time. It gives me a hard time because, like, you know, I'm way more Raiders. And, you know, last year or so, I've been like, yeah, the Niners look good. I'm going to pay more attention to them because my team's kind of embarrassing, you know. But so it'll be interesting hanging out with him, you know, and we're definitely going to.
Plus, they start losing. And the Niner fans are the worst.
That's what happened is the championship game, you know, right before halftime, he's like, I'm sick of this. I'm going to go play guitar. And I just looked at my phone and laughed, going, I'm not leaving this game, win, lose, or nothing. It's the game. I got another half hour. Yeah. And he's talking about, hey, we need to cover a Beatles song. And then he so out of the blue, he picks Back in the USSR. Not a lot of bands cover that. And it's kind of a cool song. And I'm like,
yeah, it is.
It's a good song. And then the Niners came back. So, like, anytime they're down, if they get down in that game, I'm going to go, you better put on Back in the USSR right now.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the quarterback, I'd be all over Kansas City. I still should change my mind, but if
I won all the bets on Kansas City in the playoffs. So they've been my money team, and I'm like, I probably should stick with it because they don't look like they're slipping, you know?
You got to love Andy Reid. I mean,
he's a good coach. Yeah. He's not a great father, apparently. He's had some problems with his kids, but, you know, nobody's perfect.
One died
of an overdose, probably because dad was at the game or preparing for games and drafts and free agency and scouting.
Or he's had too much money.
That, too. You know? Things just happen that have nothing to do with parents.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, yeah, it could be just whatever. Well, he does great TV commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And did you remember seeing him from a punt, pass, and kick competition? He was 13 years old. He grew up Glendale.
Yeah,
he's 6 foot five, and he's 12.
He looked like Roman Gabriel out there, just a big
like Deacon Jones. Because he's always had a little weight issue.
Yes.
He's been on Diners, Drives, and Dives following Guy Fieri around these barbecue places in Kansas City.
He's coached in two of the best cities for barbecue and cheesesteak. I mean,
Philly.
And Kansas City. I mean, they're both meat lovers' heaven.
Oh, I love it. You know, I like to prefer the cheesesteak more than the barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do. Even though my daughter's birth, I'm such a good father. I'm going to change the subject real fast. Her 31st birthday, we had her over for dinner. And mm-hmm. Two daughters, two son-in-laws, two grandkids, mm-hmm. and an extra dog. And she wanted brisket.
Okay.
It's raining like crazy, so
did you call up South Bay Customs?
No, I put. I should have. You know,
me and Mikey over there.
I bought a brisket and I cut it up. I mean, I bought a $100 brisket, so I trimmed it and I cut it into smaller pieces, obviously.
Uh huh.
So I put my smoker out there and I put a tarp over it, a day shade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the water started accumulating in the little spots, you know, between the frame.
Yeah.
And I go, it's going to blow up. It's going to get everybody soaked, so me soaked, and no one else is outside. So I had to put the brisket on at 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's raining. I go outside at 4 a.m. It's like, feels like it's 13 degrees. But I brought the smoker up to the side of the house, so I go out the side gate by the garage.
Uh-huh.
Well, the day shade blew up.
Oh, no.
And I should have got a picture, so I didn't manage to put it back together yesterday. I want to get a picture, said I will rebuild or uh-huh. something like that. So I moved the barbecue, the smoker, into the right at the opening of the garage, because I have an overhang my second floor. So I stayed dry. The smoke, all the smoke stuff went in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So it still smells like a barbecue pit.
It could be worse.
I could have burned it down like last year. Caught my house on fire 2 years ago. And anyway, it came out good.
Nice.
Everybody loved it. In fact, I've been eating them today. I made some brisket burritos.
Ooh.
With all the leftovers. I took refried beans, put brisket in there, cheese, and a couple of them, and put scrambled eggs in. And I wrapped them up and I froze them.
Nice.
Yeah, they are nice. So Pam and I have been eating them. Don't throw away anything. But, the rain. I did barbecue in the rain, and then, of course, the kids all left, so I had to clean it up afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And That's like 10 hours to do a brisket the way it was. It was only a 7-pound brisket, so it wasn't like the whole thing, so it didn't take 2 days. But that's what I did for my daughter. And she goes, "You could have just made a hamburger, Dad." But it would have been in the kitchen.
Which you requested brisket, daughter, and I can't deny on your birthday.
You requested, you're right, she got brisket.
Yeah.
I told her we should just go to HT Grill because on your birthday you get free steak and lobster.
There you go.
But I'd even start paying for all 10 of them for the
other. Yeah, the other don't eat free. You
know? Still costing grand. It's all out.
9-meal tab for you.
It was. And then Saturday I went to see Pet Project.
Oh.
At 8 o'clock we went over there, believe it or not, Pam and I went to Hermosa Beach. Now, we were out of there at 9:20.
Is that the Waterman's gig?
No. Patrick Malloy's.
It's
Patrick Malloy's.
Yeah.
And the guy that used to own Grunion's, then he owned Patrick Malloy's. He got divorced, lost everything. But anyway, it's a pretty good place. I didn't, we just sat there and had some club soda. So
yeah.
Funny. And they were really good. But we didn't stay to the bitter end. It was... Pam goes, if we go, it was 8:15, so I said, don't take a break. We didn't last, 9:15, so we did last until 9:30. But I hate to leave like that. So
yeah.
You get my text about Friday?
This Friday?
Yeah, I sent out a sample text. We may have whoever can make it, pet the project kitty.
Party with a pet project kitty.
And I sent some texts out just to feel around. I could probably get 30 people if they wanted to. If you're, I'll let you know if we're doing it.
It's going
to
be probably band practice night. Normally.
Oh, that's right. You always have band practice.
Well, if it falls through, I mean, half the time I'm like, please no practice, please no practice.
Well, I don't know if we're doing it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got the approval from the Supreme Commander.
Mm.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's not like we just can walk into R10 or HT and have a drink and go.
We're having the family over. It's like, okay, we're having half of South Redondo in here.
It's worse than half the family because, it's a mess.
Yeah.
There's always spilled this, spilled that. And
people taking the privileges into their own hands.
Well, one guy.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
I'm not talk about that guy, but yeah, I remember that story.
I think his girlfriend was called Griselda. I saw that show. The cocaine distributor, yeah.
Oh, on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
It's pretty good. Well, here's a change of subject for my party. We have it, I'll let you know, but it's still up in the air because it's, Pam's a clean freak and everybody leaves and I could be, who knows. But we have a Griselda. It's on Netflix. It's about this, I guess she would have been 79 now.
Mm-hmm.
But Medellin, Colombia, but a female.
Yeah.
Obviously. And, but when you look at it, they make her out. She's sultry, like in those 60s, 70s kind of day, or the 40s. Like they like them a little bit bigger, and the boobs and the
right.
butt and the nose. But she's a good looking lady, but she's just different.
Isn't Sofia Vergara playing that role?
I didn't know who this woman was.
Yeah,
but I looked her up. The power of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
That Sofia is drop dead. Unbelievably beautiful.
Oh yeah, she's a 10 out of 10.
I've never heard of her, never seen her. But this woman, I didn't know it was all fake parts. So the nose and things. So I better look this up. Something's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but she does a great job. But it's a little, don't worry, little kids, don't worry about it. It's pretty. It's cocaine people. It's good though. I finished it up this morning.
Yeah, no, my sister and I were talking about that over the weekend, and I saw a quote. And I watched the trailer on Netflix, or there's something where Pablo Escobar is quoted as saying, "The only man I was ever afraid of was Griselda."
Really?
You know,
it's
literally.
Amazing.
That was the one person in that line of business that he actually feared because she was tough.
Well, she died in her own way, mm-hmm. but our kids got killed. And I'm giving it away anyway, but it's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
And what's the fancy word you use for? When you produce a TV or a movie, you have all the cars and everything, the set design.
Yeah.
You thought you were back in 1970. This was an amazing show.
Right on.
Because the cars and everything and just the way people dressed. But in the Miami, and I just know this from movies, but you had to have the shirt tucked, you know, open down your belly button and a lot
with
of
chains. Gold chains, yeah.
Yeah.
The old Scarface look.
Yeah, the Scarface look. You're right. But that worked in Marina Del Rey, I think. But, never where I
that makes sense.
My Uncle Dick.
I've heard stories about that.
Yeah, my Uncle Dick was owner of a place called The Basement back in Marina Del Rey, back in the high times for cocaine.
Yep.
And Dick, he got a little trouble for that kind of stuff a little bit. Yeah, he's not with us anymore, so I can tell the stories I want. But he, was back there, and he and this guy got a little pot belly going, look at a caricature. You know, they put on these shows, and he had his shirt open all the way down to his belly, and he had to have the chain. And I think what only saved me from trying to have that look is I don't have that bunch of hair in my chest.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't look cool anyway, but I couldn't do it. But that's back in the 70s in Marina Del Rey.
Yeah. Now, that could be partly the fashion, or it could be like, especially in Miami, it's pretty damn humid. So, I mean, wearing a shirt anyway is kind
of... Yeah, it's part of the fashion. You know, when you got even guys that shouldn't be wearing tight shirts or wearing tight shirts, it's just disgusting. Disturbing. I can't take it. But it's a good show. You need to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
It shows you this rain's killing me. I don't know how I even found it. I would never watch it. I don't sit in front of Netflix and go, ch-ch-ch-ch.
Well, you've probably watched some other crime capers, and that's usually if you've watched something, that's like another cop movie, Cops and Robbers, they'll show you.
I watch Band of Brothers.
Okay.
Again.
Uh-huh.
I can watch shows over and over again. I can watch any one of those. I watched Ocean's 11 again with commercials.
Okay.
Even though I had the DVD sitting right there, I could have plugged it in. I watched it on KTTV.
By the way, one of our favorite movies is now on Hulu. And that's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
No way, really?
Just came on a couple weeks ago. Maybe a month ago. It's on Hulu now. So
if you've never seen that movie, you got to watch it. It's a badass movie.
It's a great movie.
It's really, especially growing up around here and all those things that went on. Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah.
You think about it, if that was a true story and it was used that same time frame, those guys are dead.
Yeah.
They were like Brad Pitt's supposed to be like a 50-year-old back in 1969.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he'd be 102 or something.
He'd be just dead. That was a cool movie.
Yeah.
I could watch it again. I'm watch it 50 times.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it, maybe tonight. I don't know what's on TV tonight.
On Hulu.
So, yeah, it's on Hulu.
You know what? I got to go back and check. I think I have one of everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll take it for a month free trial, and I never cancel it.
Yeah.
I want to watch that show with the guy that played Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the Masters of the Air or something, World War II bomber pilots.
Yeah.
I watched one. Well, it turns out that we canceled our subscription to Apple TV.
Okay, yeah.
So I want to watch the rest of this series. I got to pay $20 or something.
Yeah, Apple had a big price increase a few months ago, and I was like at 7, and it went from 7 to 10. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to binge watch Ted Lasso and cancel.
See, I still have to watch... I watched one season of Ted Lasso. It's good.
It was a good show. I mean, there was some funny stuff. And, you know, I love the English humor going on. I mean, it's about soccer, but it's really about the people. You know,
I think the owner's pretty hot.
She is. Yeah. Hannah Waddington is.
But they didn't close. I guess the series is over. They never closed the deal.
No.
Yeah. Bummer.
In fact, I looked her up on, Wikipedia because I'm like, she's pretty hot. I wonder how old she really is. And, you know, they make her to be. I don't know. I was guessing 60.
Yeah.
Because her husband was quite a bit older.
Right.
The ex-husband. And she's 10 years younger than me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
she's like in her late 40s. I'm in my late 50s.
She looks a lot older. Still hot.
Very.
Yeah.
So. I mean, just gray hair and, just
funny.
Or maybe she dyes it gray to get those older woman roles. I don't know. Either way, she's on there's another show, I think, on HBO. It's about comedians, I think, and it's called Hacks. I'm going to watch it because she's in it.
Wow, I haven't heard of her before. Well, I'm just saying I don't watch much TV except for SportsCenter, and I know all these shows I've been watching. It's all because it's effing rain.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do. You can't do anything. I mean, Pam went for a run today with the dog. It kind of cleared up.
Yeah.
And she forgot her phone, or she would have called me to come and pick her up.
Uh-huh.
Because she was probably like a mile away, and rain started coming down. She took the weather report seriously, and it was wrong.
Mm.
Time to go.
We're at 2 o'clock, man. It seems like we just started.
We just started.
I mean,
here.
We, you know, and it's funny because we started and I go, this is kind of exciting. I have no idea what I'll be talking about.
Neither did I. My notes are like, I have no notes. Well, last week I gave you magic cookies. Now I gave you some magic. There's no magic in the jerky.
Well, they're going to be tasty.
They're very good. I've had some. But you can drive and be on the radio afterwards.
All right.
I don't know about the cookies.
The cookies are good. You know.
We'll see everybody later.
All right. Until next time.
But in the end, there's just no place like home.